Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
By investing in cash flow producing asset and investing in like a right asset class that has a high yield, your money can rapidly multiply.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. Hey, Palmy, have you ever woken up in the middle of night, palm sweaty, something about mom spaghetti? Okay, that's an M&M lyrics, but you know what I'm referring to.
I'm really getting into like mom spaghetti. Our palms are sweaty. Okay, back to the topic. Oh yeah, I've totally been there. My night sweats usually come at me really hard, and sometimes like it has some serious pit stains. Not a cute look.
Totally, I get that. I know. I've seen those. I'm sweating about if I'm giving my fur babies the life they deserve. But back in the days, it used to be really about financial situation. I have a feeling, do you have a feeling too, Palm, that there could be a few of you out there listening today too. Put a finger down if you're ever stressed about retirement, putting your kids through college, worry about being a burden to your family when you get older, being afraid that your wealth would wash away after a few bad investment or like investment cycles, scared to lose your job and only have one source of income, or just worry about money in general.
All my fingers are down. Eek. Look, we get it and we've been there. There's nothing fun about that feeling. And in today's already like really high anxiety inducing world where we live in, where every news alert comes with an emotional trigger, we are here to offer you some relief. Step number one is always the hardest. So congratulations on making it this far by tuning in, pivoting to change your financial future for yourself and for your family. In today's episode, we're going to be diving deep into some practical steps you can start doing right now to create a healthier relationship with your money, identify your goals, and get creative with your money making. Oh, and did we mention some free resources to help you along the way? Nothing gets us more excited than seeing people on the brink of life change. So let's do this. Nan, hey, let's tell the people step number one, really, really stopping that 2 a.m. night sweat.
Definitely, let's get going. Okay, guys, step number one is do a financial audit. We get it. We know this one doesn't sound sexy right out of gate, but it's totally necessary, right? So bear with Palm and I for a second. When was the last time you assessed where you're at financially? Let's be honest here. Where do you want to go with your finances? And are you going in the right direction? Flashbacks to us getting lost on way too many road trip coming to my mind here, right?
Yeah.
Are you feeling the same thing, Palm?
GPS is not working in the middle of Iceland. Hello.
So true. Sitting down with your finances and taking a look at where your money is going will help you in the long run to reach those financial goals. Achievements just don't happen. There's a lot of work that goes into reaching that finish line.
We are so fortunate to have an amazing mentors all around us that helps us on our financial journey. One method that they taught us in particular comes to mind that seriously changed our lives forever. Using this process as a roadmap will help you identify where you are and where you want to go in real estate. That mentor showed us how to use a financial audit and annual financial checklist as our scale. Now, I know some of us haven't really wanted to look at an actual scale, but I mean,
not me.
I mean, like, we all recognize that in order to lose weight, we actually, step one is to get on a scale and measure our progress, right? So our personal financial statement is basically our scale. And the checklist will help you figure out what's yours look like. At some point in your life, you might have been asked to put together a personal financial statement.
Yes, but Palmy and Nancy, how do I even begin with a personal financial statement? We hear this this all the time, right, Palm?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's like we've really thought of everything for you guys. So if you haven't already checked out the show notes on our website, thekittysisters.com/podcast, for a free download of a financial checklist. Okay, so go there and check it out. A financial checklist is like a scale, as Paul mentioned, right? Whenever we try to lose or gain weight, usually the scale is where we begin.
Usually lose weight. I'm never trying to gain weight, I promise.
I can vouch for that. It's like a measuring tool to assess where we're at, right? Our personal finance statements reflect something really similar. Everything that you see on that checklist, from insurance, access to capital, asset protections, and tax planning, is vital and necessary to mapping out your personal financial statement. A personal financial statement is made up of an income statement, that's an income and expense, and a balance sheet, which is asset and liability.
So if you're listening to this and the pit in your stomach is sinking deeper by the second, don't freak out on us just yet. Hello? You're here. So we are here to help you navigate the personal financial statement for you. Plus, we'll teach you how to add more real estate to the balance sheet to see the passive income start rolling in. Trust us, you won't be avoiding working on your personal financial statement like a bad ex once those numbers become part of the plan. And those are some sexy plans. Once you download the annual financial checklist, you're going to notice three diagrams: the personal financial statements of those living below poverty, average income earners, and the wealthy. For those living below poverty, income comes in and income really goes out to pay all those liabilities: taxes, rent, food, credit card payments, transportation, clothes. Oh, and yeah, that 60-inch TV as well. So for the average income earner, income goes through directly to pay expenses, taxes, and liabilities. And lastly, those who are wealthy build their assets and have those assets create the income. And the income then pays for their expenses. Now, this is a really special type of income. So special that we created a whole podcast and website around it. So stay tuned and keep up.
Okay, so we nail down some of the finer points of a financial audit. The second piece of advice to support your sleep cycle is to identify your financial goals. If you've been with us for a bit, right, you know that we're talking about is that Beyonce of all financial planning, knowing your freedom metric.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa, play Freedom by Queen Bee right now, please.
Identifying your goal is really important.
And knowing your freedom metric number can both be daunting because, hello, what if you don't make that number, right? And of course, thrilling because, hello, what if you do? WWBD. What would Beyonce do? What would Queen Bee do, right?
Those are the seminal words of my daily life.
We think she would dive in headfirst in knowing that numbers. And because she's brilliant, she would check out the show note from episode 1 of Cashflow Multipliers and start with our freedom metric calculator. Hint, hint.
Okay, enough Beyonce talk. Let's get into the third antidote to help you with those night sweats. And it's not detergent. Focusing on the needle movers. After you define your goals, it's important to keep your eyes on the prize. We're not in the business of trading your money or your time for money, although there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, we support a good hustle. There are so many other ways to make money. Our friends, for example, is an IT person and works for Adobe. And is making a killing and is selling stuff on Amazon on the side for cash. So we respect that game.
For us, spending time with families and loved ones is such a high value. We couldn't imagine a world where we work, like, let work takes away that from us, right? We are all about adding cash flow producing asset to our portfolio and your portfolio, of course. According to Robert Kiyosaki, author of the famed classic book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, an asset is anything that puts money in your pocket. So this is a question that Palm and I get asked a lot.
Mm.
Is your home an asset? Well, your primary home is not necessarily an asset if it takes money out of your pocket. However, if you're renting a room or have an ADU that you're renting out, then it can be considered an asset because it brings some money back into your pocket.
So have you guys ever heard of the Rule 72? So the Rule 72 is a simple way to determine how long an investment will take to double given a fixed annual rate of return by dividing 72 by the annual rate of return. Okay, stick with us for a little bit longer because we're going to be talking some real world numbers and not financial bro talk. We promise. So come back in. For example, if you're invested $100,000 in an investment opportunity and it yields 9%, that means that in 8 years, your money, your 100K will double to 200K. So again, 72 divided by 8 divided by 9 equals 9% equals 8 years. And in 16 years, your 100K will become 400K. And in 24 years, your 100K will become 800K.
Whoa, that's almost $1 million from investing in a cash flow producing asset class. I mean, that $100,000 in 24 years without any additional effort
would become
$800,000. Okay, guys, let's take a look at another example of investment opportunities. Cash in the bank. Your money in the bank yields how much, Palm?
Oh, wow. Okay, I believe it's less than 1%.
Okay, that's so true. That is less than 1% for sure. How about stock? Looking at the annualized average returns of these benchmark index for the past 20 years, you know, what is it? I think according to our research ending in June 30, 2019, it shows that S&P 500 provides 5.9% in returns and Dow Jones Industrial Average provides 7.03%. Apply fees, tax, and then inflations, and it's like, what is it, like 2.5% or less, right?
Wow. So what about mutual funds? According to Credit Donkey, the 20-year return on mutual fund averages at only 4.67. Guys, the national inflation rate is 5.4 annualized. So you're actually losing money in mutual funds. And about the single family rentals? Okay, so depending on where your rental is, you can yield anywhere between 5 to 10%.
Okay, now to dive deep in a little bit more about our favorite asset class and what is hopefully becoming one of your favorite ways to apartment syndication. With apartment syndication though, investors routinely return closer to 15% above annualized. It's simple. Passive investors receive above average returns.
So what Nan was saying there is typically investments in syndications returns above 15% annualized. Okay, so let's do some calculation. Let's go back to that rule of 72. So bust out your calculator because I think this is a little bit beyond our rudimentary math and it's okay to use a calculator on your phone. 72 divided by 15% equals what? 4.8 years. It will take 4.8 years to double your money. So let's go back to that 100K example. So in 4.8 year, your 100K will become 200K. And in 9.6 years, it will become 400K. And in 19.2 years, it will become 800K.
Well, guys, do you guys see a theme here? Well, it's a full throttle need for speed machine here. You see, by investing in cash flow producing asset and investing in like a right asset class that has a high yield, your money can rapidly multiply. In less than 20 years, your $100,000 will become $800,000.
That's almost $1 million without you putting in any additional effort or being a landlord. Like we always landlord is like, you know, the bad word, but it is true. Why stop there? So imagine if you make more than one investment. Over time, we'll stack more and more investments upon each other. You see where we're going with this, right? Try not to get lost in all the numbers. It's basically, we're just back to additions. One investment can yield you almost $1 million in less than 20 years. Imagine if you kept investing. How much faster, how much more money would you have?
Okay, Palm, let's take a look. At the end of the day, we're just, you know, guys, we're just human beings relating to other human beings who totally know what it feels like to feel those 2 a.m. stress, like night sweats, right? That's why we're so passionate about peace. Seriously, you should see our like self-care budget. Like, we're totally into that, right? But more than that, it's peace knowing no matter what the world throws at us, we'll be fine because we consistently take a financial audit, know our goals, and only focus on a needle mover. It's easy to get distracted by what's going on in the world, and we totally get it.
But by taking these action over time, you'll no longer have to worry about the cold sweat in the morning and instead just be in a place where you can genuinely enjoy the morning.
Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We are thrilled about that you're here. So don't forget to check the show notes and our website at thekittysisters.com/podcast for downloadables annual checklist. There are also some other fun things on our website as well. Like what you're hearing, send some love with 5-star rating and a quick review. Also, sharing is caring. Send us over to other people who you think could benefit from some financial freedom. Talk soon. We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.